Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. And with us today, we have the Mississaugas of the Credit Chief, Stacy LaForme, whom, like many of us, have been pondering how it is that we are going to observe, if at all, recognize Canada Day this year. And some of us have done things like hold vigils at some of the residential schools. We've done things like hold walks and runs. Some of us have gone to journaling. And for those of you that know Chief Stacy LaForme, know that he is a skilled writer and a poem writer, too, in fact. And he's recently composed something called What If for Canada Day. Welcome, Chief Stacy LaForme.
Miigwech.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? Well, I'm as best as I can be on this time.
Yes, a lot of us are still reeling from the news from out west about the kids and the graves being discovered at the residential schools so far.
Yeah, you know, I'm sad, hurt, but I'm also a little angry, and I have to remind myself as I go about my day having meetings that, you know, I'm not angry at the people I'm meeting with, so I have to, you know, relax and calm myself down because it is a tough time.
It's something that's really hard for a lot of us to get over. It's a lot to swallow. It really is. And especially for those of us that had to go through that experience, our parents, grandparents, and other family members, it's just dug up old wounds for them.
Yeah, it's. I think this is finally, you know, people have talked about this concept of reconciliation, and I tell people reconciliation, you know, is it the proper word? I guess it's as good as any other word, but. The discussion we've been having about it with Canada and neighbors has really been on the surface, and I think what's happened has given Canada, you know, sort of an awareness of just how deep and how painful this past that we're talking about and how much more work there is to do on reconciliation.
That's right. And it's not like we don't know about other cultures' history here in Canada as well. They've gone through some pretty horrible things in their history as well. But nonetheless, that doesn't make it any easier to be able to overcome either.
No, I always say, you know, we're not in this alone. There are so many other marginalized parts of society that deal with similar issues, you know, not like this, but with children in care, with policing, abuse, you know, racism, discrimination, you know, and that's why I'm hoping that at the end of this, you know, once the people understand that we can come together and we can do what we need to do to create healing and deal with the legacy of pain and hurt and actually have accountability.
Well, I got to tell you, Chief LaForme, that when I read this composition that you're about to share with us, it was really moving and very well said. And with that, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Okay, I'll read it. I'll just say that, you know, people ask me all the time to say something about Canada Day, and I struggle with it, but I usually manage to get something out there that's reasonable. I did one a while ago for Mississaugas, but I pulled it back, giving in light of what's recently been uncovered in BC. And I thought I'd write this in its place called What If. What if Canada Day? This year, you will not see any parades. You will see no fireworks light up the sky. This July 1st will be quiet and thoughtful as we gather with family and friend, as we consider the legacy and the future of this country. The truth is before us. There are no more excuses to be made or accepted. An awful, unimaginable truth has been confirmed. This land is built on the bones of the Indigenous people and the tears of their children. They wept for stolen children as we hugged and loved ours. They grieved as their future died at a desk, in a bed, at the hand of a stranger. We sent ours to school, to chores, kiss them goodnight as we tucked them into bed. So there can be no Canada Day this year. There can be no celebration. We will not have our Indigenous brothers and sisters mourn as we sing, dance, and make merry. This is a moment in the life of this country that will determine our future. We need to be united in this moment to express our love and, equally important, our support. For this is not just the Indigenous history, it is our history. These are not just the Indigenous children, they are all our children, the children of this land. And we cannot celebrate until we have justice for our children. We have answers for our people, and we have accountability for our future. We are with you today and always. What if?
Wow, fantastic. Chief Stacy LaFarm, everybody. Thank you very much, Chief LaFarm.
Thank you for having me.